it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban president reiterates solidarity with Venezuela at the Non-Aligned Movement Summit.
Evo Morales officially wins Bolivian presidency.
Cuban president meets with his Azerbaijani counterpart.
And Ecuador's indigenous group walks out of talks with the government.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel says that the Third World War started, not on any specific date, and it will continue for many years, bleeding dry the noble Pacific countries of the world with weapons from imperial armies, mercenary soldiers, and terrorists described as liberators in the name of a war on terror, the defense of democracy, freedom, or human rights. The Cuban head of state made those remarks at the opening session of the 18th Non-Aligned Movement Summit underway until Saturday in Baku, Azerbaijan. Never we were lied to more than now, all for the interest of a minority. In the 21st century, we see threats, aggressions everywhere, especially on sovereign states that do not want to bend to the will of the great powers of the world. And this is why Venezuela is a hero, he said. Sitting next to the outgoing chairman of the Non-Aligned Movement, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, Díaz-Canel recalled that for decades, the South American nation's infinite energetic reserves were plundered until the Bolivarian Revolution rose to power to put them at the benefit of its people and regional and international cooperation. This is why there are so many perverse accusations against Venezuela, new techniques of psychological warfare trying to destabilize and cause internal conflict. In its cynical maneuvers, the empire accuses the Bolivarian government of being an instrument of Cuba and accusing our collaborators of being disguised as military forces. Now the U.S. persecutes us and blocks our bilateral trade, disrupting our economies, the Cuban president said. The Cuban head of state strongly rejected the U.S. waged campaigns against leftist political forces, leaders, and progressive governments in Latin America and the Caribbean, and voiced the island's firm support to Venezuela's constitutional president. Díaz-Canel also congratulated the people of Bolivia for its active participation in the electoral process and President Evo Morales on his reelection. He also denounced the attempted coup d'etat and the slander, destabilization, and violence campaign unleashed by the opposition sectors instigated by the United States in the South American nation. In his address to the NAM summit, Díaz-Canel said that the nations of the South, with their sweat and suffering, have paid the price for progress and development after being submitted to colonial plundering. He added that they all have the right to ask why military spending is going up, while investment and development and cooperation are going down, or why the seriousness of climate change is being underestimated, while the existence of small island states is at risk, and there is a clear threat to the very survival of humanity. The Cuban president recalled that Cuba was the only Latin American founding member of the Non-Aligned Movement, a group of free countries guided by democratic rules and an organization without a veto, a desired scenario for the future of the United Nations. The Cuban leader expressed solidarity to all people that fight for the right of self-determination, and he rejected the unilateral decision by the United States in support of Israel against Iran, making the Middle East more unstable. He also made a call for the end of the war against Syria and to find a full, fair, and sustainable settlement for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In concluding his remarks, the Cuban president reaffirmed the island's commitment to the principles of non-alignment.
With 99.99% of the votes counted in Bolivia, Evo Morales has been officially declared the president of the Andean country with 47.07% of the vote. Late Thursday night, the Supreme Electoral Court reported that it only has 0.01% of the ballots left to officially count. Morales, leader of the Movement Toward Socialism MAS, gained 47.07% of the nation's popular vote, enough to put him 10 percentage points above his closest rival, Carlos Mesa, who garnered 36.51% of the vote. The final official proclamation by the Supreme Electoral Court is pending. The incumbent previously won with 53.72% of the ballots in 2005, 64.22% in 2009, and 63.36% in 2014. Bolivia's electoral law requires 50% or more of the votes for a candidate to be declared winner, or 40% with a 10% advantage. Morales has been declared president during the first round of elections, making a second round unnecessary.
And you tuned into Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast. Back now to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, on an official visit to Azerbaijan, was welcomed in Baku by Ilham Aliyev, president of Azerbaijan. Both dignitaries spoke for more than 40 minutes in a cordial atmosphere on issues of bilateral relations. This is the third stop of Díaz-Canel's current international tour. The president arrived in the capital of Azerbaijan to participate in the 18th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement opening this Friday. Shortly after his arrival, the Cuban president visited the tomb of the first Azeri president, Haider Aliyev, father of that nation, presided over the country from 1993 to 2003. From 1969 to 1982, he was head of the Communist Party of the Azerbaijani Soviet Socialist Republic.
Ecuador's indigenous movement has announced that it has suspended talks with President Lenin Moreno because of the government's persecution of the group's leaders since a halt of violent anti-austerity protests. Jaime Vargas, head of the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, or CONAIE, said the group had entered the talks in good faith, but an atmosphere of trust did not exist. "We cannot be at the table while they are pursuing us," Vargas told reporters. Ecuador's state prosecutor's office on Tuesday opened an investigation of Vargas for allegedly promoting subversive groups after he had told supporters at a rally on Saturday that CONAIE would create its own army. In response, CONAIE said these referred to a communal guard to protect its territory in accordance with the rights of self-determination granted to indigenous communities in Ecuador's constitution. After days of protests, Moreno last week withdrew an IMF-backed plan to terminate decades-old fuel subsidies and started negotiations with the indigenous and other social groups to seek an agreement that would stop mass demonstrations.
In Chile, thousands have been arrested and human rights organizations have condemned the repressive measures being carried out against protesters demanding their rights. First, it was blows, humiliations, and threats. Over the past hours, however, women's torture and rape have become a reality in Chile. President Sebastián Piñera's administration's state of exception brought dictatorship practices back, including disappearances. Journalist Adriana Meyer said Thursday morning, as reported by the Argentinian newspaper Página 12. Many of the women who have been arrested are missing. In addition, those imprisoned in Santiago were stripped in front of the male staff, groped in their genitals, and had rifle tips put in their vaginas while security forces threatened to rape and kill them. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights expressed concern about complaints related to sexual violence, forced undressing, and torture. Chile must investigate and punish these facts diligently, as well as the police and military actions in which disproportionate use of force against civilians was made. Silvana Del Valle, spokesperson for the Chilean Network Against Violence Towards Women, told local alternative outlet El Desconcierto that sexual abuse has been a constant feature of police practices.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuban president reiterates solidarity with Venezuela at the Non-Aligned Movement Summit.
Evo Morales officially wins Bolivian presidency.
Cuban president meets with his Azerbaijani counterpart.
And Ecuador's indigenous group walks out of talks with the government.